and I hear God singing to me. And while you turn your songbooks, this song is on Zephaniah 3:17. And this talks about how God delights and rejoices over us with singing. And that's an incredible thought. If you think about God singing a song to you right now. That song, how wonderful would that song be? And this is what this song is really all about. It's not about us singing to God. It's about, I hear God singing to me. So let's sing this song out. Well, I hear God singing to me. Every nation must be saved. Every challenge must be brave.
Oh, I feel
come on.
God's Spirit in me.
Quenching not too much at stake. Will I hear God singing to me? I hear God sing for Jesus' sake. I hear God sing for Jesus' sake. Will I hear?
I hear God singing to me.
Will I hear?
I hear God singing to me.
Will I hear?
I hear God singing to me.
Yes, I hear.
I hear God singing to me.
I hear God singing and rejoicing, and I love my Father's song. I hear God singing and He's singing. Everyone should sing along. Righteous singing scares the devil, so let's shout our anthems loud. Soldiers choir, holy cons, voices lifted, faces bowed. When
I hear God singing to me,
when I hear, can you hear God sing? Yes, He's singing. Gather us and start a movement. Scatter us, we scatter seed. Planting Christ in every nation as our great crusade proceeds. Criticize, but we grow stronger. Let's stand for sure we win. For our battle is an earth, and our souls will never end. Will
I hear? I hear God singing to me.
Yes, I hear. Can you hear God singing? Mungu Hakima. Kia Mungu Hakima. Kia Mungu Hakima. Come on, guys. Kia Mungu Hakima. Well, I hear God say to me. I hear God say, can you hear God say?
Christian Church.
And you know, it's exciting because that song is in Swahili at the end there. And we had a guy come to church amongst a throng of men. We have a campaign to save the males in Syracuse. And we started this campaign. The sisters actually came up with it because there's only 4 brothers to date the sisters in Syracuse. 4 single eligible brothers. It's incredible. So the sisters got together. They said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to save the males.
Amen.
Not for ourselves, but for themselves, their sake. And it's been so great because 17 guys. We laid before God a prayer goal to have 10 guys visit every Sunday.
Come on.
And 20 women. And the first Sunday, we worked hard, we prayed hard, And out came 14
Come on.
Men to our service. It was awesome. Guys, it was incredible.
Awesome.
Amongst those guys, there were people from Ghana, Africa, Liberia, Africa, Kenya, Africa, China. There was a man named for St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. I mean, it was from all nations. And it was so exciting, just the fellowship. It was unbelievable. One of the guys, Joseph, pray for him. He's from Kenya. He not only knows Swahili, but he's actually a professor of Swahili at Syracuse University.
Wow.
And he's a Fulbright scholar, one of only five at Syracuse University. He came because Paul Ludwig from Albany, Paul and Amy are moving up from Albany to join the movement.
Yes, come
and
on.
So incredible, their hearts. He came because he couldn't deny the power when Paul Ludwig shared his faith with him.
Yes. Come on.
Paul ended up getting five brothers into this guy's life. He was having dinner. We all prayed for his food. I mean, we just got in there in his life. And it was so incredible. At a restaurant, we ended up praying for his food. He came. He's studying the Bible right now. It's so awesome. And Eric is a teen who basically was saved at a young age from the civil war in Liberia, taken to Ghana. His friends had he has many friends whose parents and families were obliterated, killed, decimated. So he survived. God had a plan. And his grandmother is a disciple in Syracuse, Janetta. Many of you know Janetta.
Yeah.
So she brought him over, literally out. He had escaped to Ghana, but then he was basically in another trap and running the streets of Ghana. And his mom couldn't control him, and he was just completely in sin. And he came over to the United States, and for a whole year started studying the Bible. And Jonathan from D.C. started last fall, and it took a while to figure out who the real Eric was. But then he broke as much as I've seen anyone ever break. And he accepted God in his heart of hearts. In tears, he got baptized this last Wednesday. And it was just so amazing to see another team for God. Totally fired up. Look at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12. That's just some of the good news. Two sisters, new sisters from Syracuse University, were baptized the last few weeks. And, you know, God is just bringing so many people. It's incredible.
Come on.
We have a good problem. We got all the marrieds basically getting out on campus because we don't have enough people to study the Bible with everybody.
Come on.
So that's fired up. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12 says, "Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit."
Amen.
This ever increasing glory. Can any of us add to the glory of God? But here the Scriptures talk about we have such a hope in God that God has not only put His very Spirit inside of us, but now He has pulled us together in such a way that His glory is ever increasing in our lives.
Come on, friend.
This is an incredible picture of what God really has in store for each one of us. When anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. But the question remains today. How bold is your singing? Here He says, because we have such a hope, we are very bold. I didn't say how loud is your singing. I said, how bold is your singing? How much hope are you putting into your singing? You know, let's be honest. Sometimes our worship sounds a little muffled to God. Because you might have a little veil coming over your face. Maybe the radiance is kind of fading away. Guys, that's the worship is God's plan to keep that from happening. When you turn to God and when you find your hope in Jesus, and you worship God individually and collectively, then you have ever-increasing glory.
Amen.
Why don't you say that with me? Ever-increasing glory. Now say it like you mean it. ever-increasing glory.
Come on.
Awesome.
Come on.
Guys, this is amazing. I was sitting in Roger's living room last night, watching a glorious football game. Amen. Preseason, but amen. It was pretty awesome. He picked up a remote, and he pushed one button, and I was delivered into glory. All of a sudden, the surround sound. I went from watching a little screen, well, not a little screen, but I went from watching a screen with little guys running around on it in Roger's living room, transported into the football game, where I was pretty afraid that I was going to get hit myself. Where is my mouth guard? I mean, guys, so this is the difference between just singing and singing with glory. Ever-increasing glory. It's not volume. It wasn't volume that did that. I could have turned up the TV before he hit the remote, and it could have been louder. It was this presence. I'm like, oh my gosh. Carrie Sue said the seat is now a rumble seat. You know, the seat is vibrating. It's incredible. That's what God wants from our worship. Yeah. You know, if we don't know what God wants, we're not going to hit it, are we?
No.
This is what God wants in our worship. And it was awesome singing together this morning.
Yeah.
I felt my heart rumbling. But we've got to prepare our hearts. You know, a lot of this ever-increasing glory happens before you even get here. And I want to talk about the preparation, because in sports, preparation is everything.
That's right.
You know, everyone wants to be like Roger Federer on the tennis court, or be like Tiger Woods on the golf course. But how many people prepare like those guys?
Yes.
And that's what we got to talk about today. So the first point is acknowledge God's glory. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6.
Good stuff,
bro. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Acknowledge God's glory. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. How about it with worship, guys? Are we trusting the Lord with all our heart, not leaning on our own understanding, or are you leaning on your own understanding as you come into worship? See, this is, in all our ways, we've got to acknowledge God. And I think there's another passage in Romans 11, and we're going to stay in Romans. Look at Romans 11. What does it mean to acknowledge God's glory? Romans 11, verse 32 says, for God has bound all men over to disobedience, so that He may have mercy on them all. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
You know, how do you acknowledge God? First of all, guys, simply, we've got to have a connecting time with God. A quiet time, a riot time, whatever time you want to call it. You've got to, before you get here, have a quiet time where you see the glory of God. Where you say, how can I even give to God? What can I give to God? I can give my heart, but how do I add anything to God? He's so wonderful. He's so glorious. This is the kind of prayer and Bible study that we need before we get here. I think your worship will not change unless you change your times with God before you step foot into the church building. You know, the thing we've got to pray for specifically is our own hearts. What are you grateful for? Pray about it. What do you desire to do for God this day? You know, a lot of times we're praying, okay, what does God have in store for me today? That's awesome.
Yeah.
But then we kind of forget to do that on Sunday. As if it's like this autopilot. We know what's going to happen on Sunday. Are you kidding me? Worship is like an adventure.
Yep.
You do not know what's going to happen.
Right.
You do not know where God is going to take this group of people.
Come on.
I've had a worship service one time. And I'm talking about an over-religious, just emotional worship service. But I'm talking about a worship service where I've never experienced the glory of God quite like there was in Syracuse one day. We're in a gym, basketball nets. It's not about the place.
Come on!
It was about every single person being completely in tune and fired up about singing that very song. We sang one song like that, and then we sang the second song like that. We sang the third. We didn't even want to stop singing.
Come on, Chris.
That's the adventure I'm talking about. You know, I think we got to pray for our hearts to worship.
Yeah.
Just pray, God, help me worship you with a sincere heart.
Yeah.
You know, if you pray that, and then you pray for our collective hearts, the hearts together. Music is just so spiritual. All the parts, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and everything in between, fitting together in a harmony for God. This is a spiritual thing. Pray for that. Pray for that collective harmony for our worship. Can you imagine if everyone prayed for the worship? What people would say when they came in through the doors, even before the worship? Are you ready? Are you ready? Is your heart ready for this? I mean, I think it will change our lives. Pray with your spouse, with your kids, with your roommates, for God to prepare you to meet His very presence. To meet with Him in His very presence. Pray with people. You know, when we express our hearts to God with each other, isn't it amazing?
Oh, yes.
You hear someone else's focus on God and their sincere devotion to God, and you're like, I repent. Between the time when they pray and you pray, you've already repented. You're like, whoa! I thought I was focused on God until I prayed with that brother.
Yeah,
that
man.
Sister. Yeah. It's incredible. Or that child of mine. Yeah. Sometimes our kids are just amazing.
Yeah.
The way they're fired up about praying and worshiping God. See, the key to remember is we come together to lift God up. We don't come together to get more people to church. That is not why we come together. We did not come together to make sure all of our needs are met. That is not why we come together. Those are awesome things that will happen if we come together to lift God up. We've got to get a deep conviction about that. And that's one of those things. I've been a Christian for 20 years, and I'm thinking, man, I better be singing the words of this song and not just singing the song. I better know what I'm singing and not just be here in autopilot.
Amen.
And that's for the older disciples. It is harder and harder to do that. That's why we need God more and more. What, you sang that song far more hundreds of times than the younger disciples. But they're looking to you.
Yes.
Can I stay that radiant?
Yes.
Come on.
I've challenged the older disciples.
Come on.
We've got to love the singing.
Come on.
We've got to set the tone for the songs and the worship in our church. Roger and I last night in the patio, we're just singing these old time songs. And really, honestly, we were close to tears. Singing these songs. It just totally move our hearts. He's singing the bass. I'm singing the tenor. I'm like, oh, to hear that bass voice again. Roger has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was singing those songs that just draw us nearer to God. Sing in your quiet time before you get here. This will change the worship. Sing on the way to church. Sing when you come in the door through the elevator. The elevator doors open up. You're singing a song to God. You know what that means? You rejoice always. Doesn't it say pray continually, rejoice always? Give thanks in all circumstances?
Yeah.
It's basically saying, always sing. Just always sing. When should I sing, Chris? Always. I think this is what's going to change our worship service. You know, the example that I think about is the first 6 inches of a rocket ship taking off.
Help us out.
Take the most energy and the most fuel of the whole flight. You see that? Remember that? Even the space shuttle. It's not even moving. You can't even perceive those 6 inches. All the fire is going out. All of a sudden, bam! And it gets to a point, a breaking point, where less energy makes it go faster. See those 6 inches, guys? You got to do those 6 inches on your own.
Come on.
That needs to be the 6 inches that you work for God. That you get in your quiet time.
Amen.
You're pouring out God to God. And then, when we all come in, those 6 inches are behind us. It doesn't take us half the worship service to just take off. We're about ready to take off right now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, you guys? Let me fire you up, guys.
Yeah.
Amen. The church is the rocket ship, and our acknowledgement of God's glory is the fuel. Come prepared. Don't look to take energy from the worship service, but get ready to give your energy. Get ready to be that fuel. Amen. All right, second point, confess God's glory. Look at Romans 11, verse 36. You got to acknowledge God's glory, and you got to confess God's glory. Verse 36 says, "For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever." And I think you just need to spend some time before you get here praising God and worshiping God. Just praise Him for all the things He is. To Him and through Him and for Him. And you could just meditate on that and pray through that. To You, God, are all things. When you start praising God that way, how much easier is it to confess your needs before God? Confess your sin before God. See, unless we confess His glory, you guys, we're not really going to be secure enough to confess our sin. And really, what times of refreshing and repentance come from confessing your sin, being totally forgiven, and walking into a worship service where all you have on your heart is thanksgiving. You know, it really is all about mercy. It's about the mercy of God.
Come on, bro.
And I think for us, the practicals for this is, how long does it take to confess to a brother or sister? I mean, if you have a lot to confess, if you haven't been confessing consistently, you know what? It takes 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. I think there needs to be a lot more getting here early. Just have a good talk with someone.
Come on.
You know what? I just felt off yesterday. I didn't feel giving. Man, I just want to get that off me. Throw it off. This is hindering me. 5 seconds. That changes your attitude towards worship.
This is
what God says in James 5:16. You're healed. You confess it. Yeah, Jesus forgives you. But brothers and sisters, we get healed when we confess our sin. And I think we need to confess God's glory in that way. You know, resolving all conflicts. You got to have that goal. I don't have anything against anyone in this fellowship coming through those doors. You know what? And maybe I can't have the full conversation right now, but I'm going to confess my sin. I'm going to get humble with that brother and sister. I'm going to say, I desire one thing is to work this out with you. And if we can do it right now, amen. Because we got a half an hour because we're early for church.
Come on, bro.
Right?
Yep.
Or we will take time this week, set it up. Thank you. I love you. I can't wait to work this out. You know, leave your gift on the altar. Before you worship God, you got to get the conflicts resolved.
Yep.
Ask one another in fellowship. Is your heart ready for God?
Come on.
Is your heart ready to worship God?
Come on.
That question, if it's asked to me, I will not answer that lightly.
That's right.
Whoa. Let me think about that, brother. Wow. You know what? Yes, I am ready to worship God.
Right.
Yes, I am, and here's some sin that I just want to make sure is doubly out.
Now I am.
You know what I mean? Now I'm ready for God. All right. Leaders, let me talk to you for a second.
Okay.
And everyone leads themselves, so it's pretty much for everyone. Your lack of planning does not justify you fellowshipping through that first song.
Come on!
I sat in L.A.,
awesome.
And I fellowship, I confess my sin, I fellowship through the entire first song. Because I was setting up appointments that I was going to have spiritual times with people so I could grow spiritually during the song. And Luis Martinez got up and he did his little devotional on worship. And the first thing he said was, "You guys didn't sing for the whole first song. Many of you." I was disrespecting him. I was disrespecting God.
Wow.
I was not ready to worship.
Come on.
That just caught my heart. It was awesome. But by the end of that devotion, I was like, I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready to worship God again.
Start over.
Man, yeah, can we sing again? You know, I think the leaders, you got to just think through your meetings, your appointments. I know it's for God. I know it's a sincere heart. But don't get sucked into that. You gotta plan it out in advance. Make that extra call the night before.
Yeah.
Get advice. How do I organize all this? Just sometimes it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Because
you don't want to miss people's needs. Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you see someone, if someone comes up to you and starts talking to you during the song, you know what's the best thing to do? Is ignore them and sing to God.
Right.
Guys, this will change our worship. I mean, amen. I wouldn't suggest if Chris Broom comes to you and starts talking to you. There may be a serious emergency or something. But God. to help each other get back to God. Amen. Number three, transformed by God's glory. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, you got to acknowledge God's glory, you got to confess God's glory, and you got to transform by God's glory. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You know, our life is our song to God.
Yep.
Our life, how we offer ourselves in view of His mercy. You know what will honor the cross? Repentance.
Yeah.
It's you offering your life. And yes, offering it as a service to God, teaching people the Bible, helping people, counseling people. But you know what? It's also repentance. That's the greatest way to please God and honor the cross. And I think worship then is just an extension of how you're living for God every day.
Yeah.
It's the kind of living that transforms our mind. It's only this kind of living and offering of ourselves that will produce true worship. There's no gimmick. There's no quick fix. Oh, let's just sing a new song. Amen. That's part of what could really help change the worship. But what will really change the worship is you guys offer yourself and be transformed. Your thinking changes. What changes? What shows a different mindset? Some practicals. Be on time. We talked about that a lot. We need a lot of reminding. Amen?
Come on.
Half an hour early. And you know what? I teach the teachers at 9:30. That's a challenge for me. Am I getting a half an hour early for them? Like, why would I call someone else? I'm just challenging myself. Why would I call someone else to be a half an hour early if I'm not going to be half an hour early for their worship service?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've got to make sure we are doing this together.
Come on,
you know, 90% of us being a half an hour early, is that going to change the worship service?
Yes, yes it will.
Definitely.
90% of us. Guys, I don't think that's going to change the worship service.
Come on.
What's going to change and bring to a new level is 100% of us. Guys, this is what we stand for.
Come on.
We're wholehearted disciples. We're like every church is going to be comprised of 100% sold out disciples.
Yes.
Guys, we got to have that be our goal.
Yes.
100% coming early. When the song leader starts, so do you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
When the song leader starts, so do you.
Yeah.
You sing the first word of the song with him. You're right there with him. Do you know how great that feels when you're leading a song? And everyone's right there.
Yeah.
You get inspired. You're like, wow! I'm going to lead this song better than I've ever led this song. You just get fired up. So if you want to fire up the song leaders, go ahead and just everyone sing the first words. Know what you're singing and who you're singing to. Some songs talk about singing to God. We praise Thee, O Lord, for the Son of Thy love. We're praising God. Right?
Yep.
Know that you're praising God. It's very important you sing the words of the song. Otherwise, your heart's not going to be connected. But to other songs, we sing to each other, right?
Yeah.
Where we say, rejoice, rejoice in the law. Come on, come on, won't you join us today? Come on, right?
Yep.
You're saying to the world and to each other, come on, stop fellowshipping, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is what we got to sing. We got to think about the words of the song. What about your soul? Some songs you flat out need to sing to your soul.
Yeah.
Encourage my soul.
Yeah,
and let us journey on.
Right. Amen.
Our souls. We need it, guys.
Yeah, we need it.
And my soul needs to be encouraged.
Right.
Holy Father is a song that I heard sung in the Javits Center in New York City. With 6,000 people or something.
Yeah.
And the sisters would sing a verse by themselves.
Oh my gosh.
And I had all this sin in my life. I had all this impurity. Ah, my heart was just impure itself, and I had impurity, sexual impurity. And I hadn't repented. And they sang that song. And the sisters started singing. And I'm like, I repent.
Amen.
I cannot hear that and not be broken in my heart. Holy, sisters, sing it first thing. Holy Father, grant us peace. Holy Father, grant us. Now sing the harmony. Holy Father, grant us peace. Holy Father, grant us peace. There's some serious harmonies in there. That's a song that will transform you. Amen. Transformed by God's glory, you guys. You know, I'm going to end with 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14 is amazing. It's one of my favorite scriptures about the worship. Because when you're acknowledging God's glory, when you confess God's glory, and you're transformed by God's glory, this is what happens. 1 Corinthians 14, 24 to 25. But if an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everybody is prophesying. That's pretty intense. An unbeliever or someone who does not understand, maybe considering himself a believer, but he just doesn't understand. How many religious people come in our services and they don't understand?
Come on.
But maybe they don't even know. So if an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everybody is prophesying, he will be convinced by how, who? By all.
Come on.
That he is a sinner. And will be judged by who? All. And the secrets of his heart will be laid bare. So he will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you.
Come on.
This is what our role is. When we lead songs and we sing songs in the worship, what you're doing is you're evangelizing the world.
Yes.
People come in, they hear the worship of God. And yes, prophesying is part of the worship of God.
Yeah.
You look at Ephesians 5, it says we speak words of the songs to each other and to God. We speak psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing is part of the prophesying of God.
Right.
And so, when they come in, they fall down. The word shakah is Hebrew for worship. And it means to fall down before God.
Wow.
When you truly are connected to God, you truly acknowledge God's glory, you truly confess God's glory, you truly are transformed by God's glory, we are going to have more and more people being convinced by all of us.
That's right.
And by God Himself.
Yeah.
That He's alive, that He cares for them, and that He's going to do great things. You take the A and acknowledge God's glory, the C, confess God's glory, the T, and transform by God's glory, and you got your spiritual act of worship. Amen? Let's hear an amen. Come on. Amen. I want the song leaders to come up.
Come on, Chris.
We've got a song that we want to sing with you guys.
Come on, baby.
And the song is All Hail the Power.
Oh,
number 476.
Come on.
And the old timers amongst us said,
amen.
Amen. 476. This song is truly will cause people to fall down before you, before God. All hail the power. What we're going to do is we're going to go through each of the parts. And I just got to get a quick from Chris. All right. All hail the power. You guys can sit down for just this time while we teach the parts. Raise your hand if you're a bass.
If you talk like this, you're a bass.
Raise your hand if you're a tenor. If you talk more like this, you're a tenor. Amen. Amen, great big. Amen.
No,
hey, come on, bro. You're a bass? Oh, amen. Okay. Alto. I won't try that one. Raise your hands if you're an alto. Lower women's part. Beautiful sound. There's some of the hardest parts in the songbook are altos. Amen. Sopranos. Raise your hand if you're
sopranos.
Just up in the rafters all the time. Amen. Closer to God. No, no. All right. All hail the power. 476. We're going to sing the soprano part first. And, I think some of you know this song. How many of you people know this song? Raise your hand if you know this song. Come on. All right. Raise your hand if you know the parts of this song. Amen. All right. Here we go. That's why we're doing this. All hail, all hail. One, two. Just the sopranos, and you can join in. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Now do that again. That's perfect. We're going to do a little repeat. This is how you remember the song. You get in your mind and you remember. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. If you look up here, the women, I'm doing a relative where the notes are. So this can help you if you don't read music. But the same way my hand goes up, when the notes go up, and your note is the note on the top with the stem going up. That's the soprano note. The alto note is the note on the top line there with the stem going down. You go a little farther down, the second little line there. The tenor note is the note with the stem going up. And the fourth note down there is the note with the stem going down. So when I do this, you're following your part. Okay? So that helps. I mean, you can learn the whole part just relative pitch. Your voice is incredible. It's given to you by God. Amen?
Amen.
So you can be trained how to learn these parts.
Amen.
All right, so the women again. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Go on. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. So bring forth the royal diadem. So women, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Go on, that was beautiful. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Do that and crown him. And crown him Lord of all. Lord of all. Lord of all. The Sopranos doing an awesome job. Come on, everybody. Encourage the sopranos. Come on. All right. The altos.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Do that again.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Good, go on.
Bring forth the royal.
Do that part.
Bring forth the royal.
It's a fourth and all is the same notes, right?
So bring forth, remember that note. Bring forth the royal.
See how that works? You figure out a note and then you hit the same note.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Do that whole line.
Bring, one, two, three. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Think of the words, crown him Lord of all. Is this a song by discipleship or what?
Come on.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way home for the altos.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
So the note with the little dot beside the open note, that's three beats.
Lord of all, Lord, two, three, four, five, one. Lord of all, do that. Lord of all.
Great job. Sopranos and altos, now we're going to do it together. You guys ready?
Yep.
Amen.
All the altos, all.
And the sopranos, all. Now, here's the key. Sing your first note. Sopranos.
The alto, sing your first note. Everyone sing together.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Did they do an awesome job? Come on. That was fired up. All right, basses. Here's the fun part.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
I can't hardly
hear that note.
All right, so all hail. One, two, three.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
So now, Joel's is where you move. So you're doing the same note.
Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall.
Do that note. Do it all the first line.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Nice. Come on. You guys are cranking. All right. Then going on, it goes.
Bring forth the royal.
You have the same as the altars, almost.
Bring forth the royal.
It's important to get up all the way to the y'all.
Bring forth the royal.
Good. And it sounds like this. Let me sing it first.
Bring forth the royal diadem. And so bring forth the royal diadem.
A little higher than some of you are going.
You guys are still down here.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
All right, let's do that line again together.
Bring,
one, two, sing your first note.
Bring.
One second, two. You're go a little higher.
Bring.
There you go.
Bring.
He's so low that you gotta get him up higher. Amen.
Bring. One, two, three. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Yeah, he got it. Come on, bro. That's awesome. He hit the note. Come on, he came through. All right, tenors, here we go.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Good. Going on.
Bring so far, bring forth.
See how that goes down a little bit, tenors?
Fall, bring forth the royal diadem and,
I'm sorry,
diadem and crown him Lord of all.
So that the second line goes,
bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
You stay on the same note.
Lord of
and all are the same note.
Of all. And then the last note. Bring all. Last line. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Lord. So you get the last one, goes
Lord of all. Lord of all.
One more time.
Lord of all.
You got it.
Lord of all.
Ten is the last line.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord of all.
basses and tenors together, and then we sing the whole song. All right, here we go. All hail,
all hail.
I'm losing my voice.
All hail the...
Raj, do you want to come up and sing it with you? Come on, Raj. Sing it with you, and he'll answer it. All
hail.
So the basses go, all, sing that note, all basses. And then, tenors, all, basses sing right here, tenors sing right here, all, sing your first note, all. Good, and tenors are going, all hail, basses are going, all. Okay, here we go, tenors and basses. One, all tenors, all basses. One, two, three. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Amen, brothers. Everyone stand, let's sing it together. Now, the words, don't let the words mess you up. Amen. We're going to sing the first and fourth verses together. Amen.
All hail, hail the power of Jesus' name, let us
bring. I just got to get in my mind. Amen.
All hail the sopranos. Hail the power of...
That's right. Amen. Sopranos, sing your note.
Alto, sing.
Tenor, sing. This is sing.
Good. Here we go. One, two, three.
Hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Get his sing second verse.
Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace, and crown him Lord. Terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song